from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, it is Friday night. It is after 7 o'clock. The sound of that music and the ambiance of what's about to come means it's Radio Night Live's fun Friday night. I'm Kevin McCullough. She's Christine Nicholas. Hello, lady.
Hello, Kevin McCullough. A busy weekend coming up, and today, my goodness.
We've got such a fun show straight ahead. Some of our favorite people. We're going to talk a little baseball. We're going to talk a little Broadway. We're going to talk a little Times Square, all kinds of fun stuff. But I would be in a better mood for it if my bride had not stayed up until, well... So I don't know why Taylor Swift does this, but she's like the last several albums. This is what she's done. She's like, okay, we're going to drop the new album on this date. And then so all the Taylor Swift fans, they drive everybody on the planet nuts because they're like, you got to help me stay awake till midnight because that's when it's going to drop. And so last night, my bride was actually being kind of cooperative. She was like, okay, if I have like a glass of wine, maybe I can lay down and take a nap from like, you know, 9 to midnight, and then, you know, then I'll be awake for the thing. And won't that bless me? You'll be awake in bed scrolling the thing with the headphones in, listening to the Taylor Swift drop, and I'll be trying to catch the Z's. Anyway, it did drop last night. It was a double album, and that's all I know. I haven't had a chance to listen.
A double album, so that's got to be over an hour long, or right? So then she had to listen to it, so it dropped after midnight.
Well, and the way Taylor does it, she does like the first. So if it's a double album, she does the first album at like midnight, and then like she releases the second set of tunes at like 2 a.m.
No, to give people 2 hours to listen to the first one, and then they go have a little intermission, and then they go into the second.
And they write, and she writes like an entire essay about each album, and on iTunes, nobody can see this except you. But this is the introduction that she wrote for the album for you to read and to comprehend what she's done with all of the lyrics.
Well, so it's like, people can multitask; they can listen and read.
I suppose. I mean,
but what's the deal? She's got some song named Amy or something about a song.
Yeah, so I wake up this morning. So to answer your question, the runtime, 31 songs, 2 hours, 3 minutes for the total project. And she just cranked that out while she was doing her world tour last year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just doing the biggest world tour that's ever been done. But while I'm at it, I'll just write, you know, 31 songs
and
two hours worth more of music. Like, that's going to be a 2 hour show just for that album when it comes out. Anyway, yes. So I wake up this morning and the bride says to me, she goes, I'm not very happy. And I said, why? You stayed up? You got the album? Everything's like great. She goes, yeah, but she used my name in the title of of a track in the second batch of songs. Now, the great thing is because it's in the second batch, it'll probably never see the light of day. But there was a... I guess it's a I'm going to rip on somebody that I didn't get along with very well tune, which Taylor's famous for writing a handful of these.
Yeah.
They usually are targeted at men. This one, I think, is actually targeted at a girl. But it's titled Thank You, Amy. And she spelled it the way my bride's name is spelled. So it's like her name
Amy
is never spelled that way. So it's
what did your wife do to Taylor Swift to make this World One song?
In a less than wise moment this morning, I sent her a text and said, so what'd you do? And she shot me back an emoji that's not family friendly. So
there you go. Well, look, the thing.
And I did say, look, Lainey Wilson, Lindsay L, they never do that to you. They never dog you in a song. But Taylor, the love of your life, She just went there. She did you dirty.
When you get home tonight, how's that going to go?
I don't know. But
all right, well,
I think I'm going to write Taylor a letter. Huh? I'm going to say, please dispense with the use of this song, because while you're aiming it at someone else, innocent people that you didn't intend are getting caught up in the crossfire. One of them would have cut her left arm off to go to your concert last year. So don't do this. You're hurting the wrong person. Please, Taylor Swift.
Have you been to a Taylor Swift concert with your wife?
I took her last year to the MetLife show.
Okay.
Opening night.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's
we had 12th row floor seats.
And did you enjoy it?
It was a good time. I was surprised at how much fun I actually had.
And you went kicking and screaming though, or
not? Well, no, because I knew it was going to make her happy. So I don't do, Christine. I'm an old man now. I don't do anything for my own enjoyment. It's like, if it makes my children happy or if it makes my wife happy, then I'm happy. But I was watching the Masters last weekend, and I was like, you know, I used to golf.
You can golf again. You can.
This thought came into my head. It's like, I used to actually do that, and I.
Yeah, when you turn 60,
it was fun.
You can start golfing again when the kids are away. Yeah, but look, I mean, I'm the same way. I'm just happy being with my husband on a date night out. And last night, you know, for my birthday a couple of months ago, as a gift, he gave me Barry Manilow tickets, which is one of his favorite artists. Like, not mine.
It's not yours?
No. I mean, look, I like Barry Manilow. I think everybody does.
Then does it count as a birthday present if it's his artist?
I'm not sure. So, and I was kind of, you know, look,
I'd never get out of the doghouse for that. Like, if I gave her tickets to see Lindsay L for her birthday, she'd be like, no. Yeah.
Well, he knows that I was so hot on Harmony, and I was, you know, we were
That's
talking
true.
About Harmony, and I did love that show. So I think at the time he thought, you know, I was turning into a Barry Manilow fan, and I'm not a fan, but definitely Nick is. So I was kind of going into Radio City like, okay, well, he's going to be happy, so I'm happy. And, you know, the first act was very enjoyable, entertaining, but I gotta tell you, this guy has so much energy and so much excitement. They gave us these glow sticks, so everybody's waving
glow sticks.
By the second act, I was up on my feet dancing along to, you know, You Can't Smile Without You. I mean, it's just feel good music, and he's quite the entertainer. He's playing five nights, so folks, if you do want to see him, you have until Sunday night to see him at Radio City.
Barry Manilow now?
He's 80 years old, and I got to tell you, I think he was one of the younger people aside from me in the place. No, I mean, there were a lot of walkers, but no runners. No, I'm joking. So it was very enjoyable, but they were all on their feet dancing and singing, and it was definitely about 70% women, 30. So if you are a single man, middle-aged or upper middle-aged, looking for your date,
go check out the Cougars at the Barry Manilow show. That's it. There you go.
I loved it. It was a lot of fun. So and he just announced that they're doing an October residency at Radio City as well. So so it's all good.
Well, the last residency that I remember Radio City or the Dolan family having was Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden.
Well, and they have Billy Joel. Look, they really know what they're doing. They kind of figured it out, the secret sauce, which are these residencies.
Well, you want to hear something interesting about that. So Imran Ansari, my co-host on Legal Night on Thursdays, evidently is in litigation against the Dolans with a client. And they have facial recognition technology that prevent him from being allowed to go into Madison Square Garden or Radio City Music Hall. He can't even take his kids to go see the Christmas show.
I thought they stopped doing that. I thought that was... Okay. Well, he can test it. He should go to Barry Manilow and see if he can get in.
All right. She's Christine. I'm Kevin. We got Tom Harris here. Give it up for T-Square. He's going to be here. We'll always have fun with Tom Harris. And a little bit later on, Eric Shuffler from the Staten Island Ferry Hawks. And we've got lots of fun stuff to talk about with him. So stick around. Plus, Christine will give you tips for your weekend after we get done with all of that fun. Stay here. Thank you.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join me on a cruise to Alaska over 4th of July. It will be an adventure of a lifetime. Book your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or online. Just go to PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Here are the official rules for AM 970 The Answer giveaways. Contestants are prohibited from winning more than once during any six-month period. Employees of Salem Media of New York, LLC, affiliated companies, agents, and their immediate families are ineligible to win. When we give you the signal, call AM 970 for a chance to win. Winners are chosen at random. Winners are responsible for taxes, if any. All federal, state, and local laws apply. All participants hold AM 970, its parent company, affiliates, and agents harmless. To obtain the names of winners, send an email request to contact@nycradio.com. Complete giveaway rules are available at the AM 970 studios and offices during regular business hours or online at am970theanswer.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas says it has happened quickly.
What Biden is overseeing, and again, we know that he's a husk of a man. He seems to have sold his soul to the devil so that he could appear to be president, but that there are people running things. The speed and the wickedness of what he has been able to accomplish in 3 years to weaken America, to destroy our foundations, it's a staggering thing.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, you're listening to Radio Night Live. It's Fun Friday, and Christine, we promised it. Look who just walked in. Mr. Tom Harris, T-Square himself. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys, how are you? Happy Friday.
It's so good to have you back in studio, Tom Harris.
I love being here. Someone told me this was my 12th appearance. It doesn't feel like it's any more than 11.
It's the dirty dozen. So, Tom Harris, you came in, a little flustered, I guess, because you did something with a Taylor Swift. What was it, an activation, something about her dropping some new songs? What's going on?
So Taylor Swift has an activation. She was not here today. She was not in Times Square, but there was an activation open to the public from 2 to 4. There's a giant number 13. They're playing her music, or they played her music. It just shows you that you have to be in Times Square, because at any moment we can surprise and delight all of our visitors with these small-scale events.
And also, in any minute, it can be gone. Because, like you said, it's been 3 hours gone already.
That's right.
You know, my bride was up well past midnight waiting for that thing to drop yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I'm just glad she didn't know about the thing in Times Square, because I probably would have been required to get her to Times Square. And I had a full day of work today, so there's no way that was going to happen.
Well, my daughter lives in Ohio, Kevin, and I did not tell her, because I probably would have had to pay to fly her here for a 2 hour activation when Taylor wasn't even here. I mean, unbelievable, unbelievable artist, and she sure commands a wide range of fans.
Well, she's officially, I think, outsold. If she hasn't yet, she was getting very close to it with Midnights, but I think she's outsold Elvis Presley. Like, she is starting to be in that upper echelon of like single named musicians that you just know them because they've done that much work. And she's really had a huge year, and I can't believe that this album is going to do anything except advance that. Right. Now, and Tom, there's a lot going on.
She's performed a couple of times in Times Square back in the day when she was not as popular, which is hard to believe.
Is hard to believe.
All right. Well, Tom, I hope you got some swag today from whatever the activation pop-up was, you know. Any swag that you can share when we see you on May 10th?
Well, Christine, I took care of the young people, my daughter and AB.
The young people. Did you see what he just did?
He did. He just age shamed us.
Wow.
I mean, it's one thing for me. I don't have any hair in the little bits that I have are gray, so I expect it. But he just age shamed you.
Yeah, but I'm younger than Tom Harris by like a lot, if you count days. If you count
look decades younger than him. So I don't, you know.
Christine and I were at a breakfast this week.
Oh no.
This is really bad, because like I generally like Jan Oliber. I think he's an effective leader. Not thrilled about congestion pricing. I think there's a different way, but he described himself as upper middle age. And I'm thinking upper middle age. What does that mean? And I'm Googling Jan Oliber age, and he's
older than us.
A year older than me.
We're only up, I don't know what we are. We're upperclassmen. But okay, so the Taylor Swift thing, we're experienced. I mentioned May 10th because, folks, you can hear it here first. Tom Harris is going to join me and Kevin live from Times Square. Whether or not Taylor Swift will be there, I can't say. But
let's tease that. let's pretend like that's a remote possibility.
Let's not Taylor.
Hey, who knows? Maybe Taylor will show up. Come on down.
Taylor will not be there on May 10th.
You don't know that for certain. Yes, we do.
you don't know that for certain. We haven't confirmed with our people.
But we do have a surprise for Kevin.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-oh.
We do have a surprise. So at our last event.
By the way, before we go any further, this is our fourth annual broadcast for Broadway that we're talking about. And you need to come join us. Go ahead, Tom.
So at our last event, Kevin was in search of a hot dog. He wanted a 15-bite hot dog. So, Kevin, in honor of our fourth event, we have a public art project with a 65-foot hot dog just for you, and it will be out there on May 10th, waiting for you.
I'm glad I've had my gallbladder removed, because now I can actually eat the hot dog.
This hot dog is getting a little bit of controversy.
Yeah, I was just reading about it, actually. It casts an interesting shadow there, Mr. Harris.
I love hot dogs, but tell us about this dog.
I don't know what you mean, Christine.
Or this wiener.
You mean controversy.
You call it a wiener.
The hot dog. Right. What?
All I know is when I watched WNBC yesterday, when the anchor was reading the script, and she started to giggle because it was talking about this huge big wiener in Times Square that was going to elevate at noon every day and then spew confetti
from the tip.
From the tip. And then she said there are special condiments that you can.
All right,
and
that's it. I'm done.
Laughing.
You guys finished the show.
Laughing.
This is a lot of. This is very nice.
Blushing and
good family radio here we got going on.
But Christine, I'm not sure what you mean. What does the hot dog symbolize?
Okay. All right.
We have this giant hot dog. It's going to be out in Times Square from April 30th. April 30th to June 13th. June 13th. It's sort of a way to have fun. It's to the scale of Times Square. It's 65 feet. Unofficially, it's going to be the world's biggest hot dog, although Guinness charges $16,000 to have the world record. So we're cheap. So it will be the biggest, but we will not be in the world record books. And it's just a way to have fun at the Times Square scale that we've all accustomed to.
Right.
We're going to settle that age-old debate, ketchup or mustard. I mean, it's really no debate. It's mustard.
It's mustard.
Mustard. It really
100%.
Is. We're going to have some activations. We're going to have some discussions. And this is small-scale disagreement. We're in a day when you can't disagree with anyone without being canceled. And we're going to have this friendly discussion about ketchup or mustard. And it's sort of symbolic of the discord that happens in our society. And there'll be a whole bunch of other themes that we're going to have. We're going to celebrate the street vendor. We're going to celebrate all sorts of other things.
All right. Well, we are going to have to wait a few weeks for that. But in the meantime, there's something going on Saturday, which is why we invited you on to talk about the Earth Day concert. And you do have some actual amazing Broadway performers there. Tell us what people can expect on this Saturday.
Sure. So we do. We're proud to partner with the Broadway Green Alliance yet again for Car Free Day. It's a celebration of Earth Day, and Commissioner Rodriguez, when he was a council member, I think it was in 2017, started this Car Free Day, which originally was a couple of blocks. Now it's a lot of blocks in all five boroughs. We're going to do our part in our pedestrian plaza, where Broadway is going to celebrate with an Earth Day concert. We have performers. Our host is Ben Cameron from Broadway Sessions. We have Tony Award winner Ruthie Ann Miles from Sweeney Todd. A whole host of performers. We also have the kids. You know, it's all about the youth. They're our future. We have some young performers. They're going to take the stage, including students from the Cassie Okenka Voice Studio, Epic Players, the NYU Steinhardt School. There's just a whole bunch of kids that are going to be out there performing. It happens tomorrow from 11 to 3 in the Broadway Plaza between 45th and 46th Street. Come on out and enjoy.
Excellent.
Tom Harris, always appreciate you being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming right back, it's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Keith Peters reporting the final jurors have been seated in Donald Trump's criminal trial, and an appellate judge rejected the former president's latest bid to halt the case. A hectic day in court on Friday set the stage for opening statements to begin Monday. The panel of New Yorkers who will decide the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president took final shape after lawyers spent days quizzing dozens of potential jurors on whether they can impartially judge Trump in the city where he built his real estate empire before being elected in 2016. The U.S. oil industry's top lobbying group says Biden administration rules restricting oil and gas leasing in 13 million acres of Alaska's petroleum reserve are misguided. On Wall Street, the Dow by 211 points, the NASDAQ dropped 319. This is SRN News.
Want more AM970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at AM970TheAnswer.com or download our AM970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM970 The Answer.
Viacom International Services, Inc., doing business as Paramount Global, seeks a lead software quality engineer in New York, New York, to handle all aspects of testing across an enterprise technology portfolio. Telecommuting permitted, $143,021 to $165,000 per year. Apply at jobpostingtoday.com, reference number 75887. Again, Viacom International Services, Inc., doing business as Paramount Global, seeks a lead software quality engineer in New York, New York.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to join me and Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this 4th of July weekend. Reserve your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Thank you so much for those of you giving to our effort with Food for the Poor to try to feed those who are hungry in the 17 poorest countries here in the Western Hemisphere. And why there? Because that's where Food for the Poor works. Anitra Parmali is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Anitra, Food for the Poor has been doing this a long time.
We have for over four decades. And so we've perfected the lack of friction on your gift. We want to commit to you that your money is going to do the most good for a mother like Isabel. Isabel has only one prayer. She has done everything to try and feed her children, but it has been fruitless. She's unable to work. The price of food is skyrocketing. When your gift is communicated to her, when Isabel discovers that the weight of fear can roll off her back, I mean, it makes the hair on my neck stand up just to recognize the 180. Right now, a mother has no idea that you're about to say yes and decide to step into her life and the lives of her children with hope and with food for a year and a future. That's on the other side of your generous gift right now.
Can you be as generous as you can right now, friend? Isabel and other moms like her are going to find it incredibly encouraging that someone answered their prayer directly. Here's the phone number, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. And every gift you give right now will be matched. So twice as many children will be fed, twice as many mothers will be helped because you gave your gift right now. 855-919-4673, or go online to am970theanswer.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com. Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. And now from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
So glad you're with us. Welcome back to Fun Friday on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough and Christine Nicholas, love to be with you. And Christine, last week we talked about the big boys and, you know, the big stadiums and the, you know, the big powerhouse. We need to very quickly add, the New York Tri-State area has thriving minor league baseball as well. And tonight we get to welcome back a friend who has one of the hottest acts in all of minor league, because what they do out on Staten Island is just so much fun for so many people. But I'll give you the honor of introducing, Mr. Shuffler.
Oh, our good friend, Eric Shuffler. Welcome back. Eric is the president of the Staten Island Fairy Hawks, which we love seeing. We love seeing their growth. They're doing great. Eric, welcome back to Radio Night Live. And, you know, Kevin, you mentioned about the big boys. Well, by the way, Eric has some news to share that if you want to see
speaking
somebody
of which,
professional, you don't
world,
have to go
World
that
Series
far.
Quality here. Yeah. Well, Eric, break the news.
Christine, Kevin, thank you. You know, John Catsimatidis and I, this is our third year owning the team. You know, out in Staten Island, we like to think we are New York's third professional baseball team behind our Yankees and Mets. And, you know, this year we are bringing not just a three-time World Series champion, but a World Series MVP. There aren't many of them out there.
That's true.
Coming to Staten Island, the Kung Fu Panda, Pablo Sandoval, one of the most popular players.
His nickname? Did he really go by Kung Fu Panda?
That is his nickname. He is.
Yeah. He's pandemonium. One of those, he's going to bring pandemonium to Staten Island, right?
That is what we're marketing. Pandemonium in Hawk City. When we announced it on social media recently, it got over, 100,000 views in the first few hours.
He's wow.
Wildly popular from his days, you know, with San Francisco, you know, but a proven major league winner. And to have for someone like that to say, hey, I want to come to Staten Island. I want to be where this ballpark is being built and where this community it's really, really exciting for us. We're seeing great reaction from the fans. And we're excited. Opening day's May 3rd. So
I was about to say, opening day's just around the corner. Have you had a chance to see Mr. Sandoval warming up, practicing, taking batting practice? What does he look like?
You know, we've had a couple scrimmages in the last few days. You know, what's great about him is he was with the San Francisco Giants during spring training. He was one of their last cuts. So he really is in game shape. What's really great to watch is...
How old is he?
Late 30s.
Okay. 37. Wow. So he's got a lot of playing arc left for the level of baseball that he's going to be competing in now.
You know, and he's embraced being on Staten Island. He's here. He's here with his family. You know, what's really great is this.
Did he move to Staten Island?
He is here for the season.
Wow. Yep. That is cool.
It is a commitment.
It's like a hometown. It's like hometown hero.
Now, Eric, let me ask you, do you think, like, because you're in the New York metro area, that like the biggest media metro area in the United States? I mean, was that a selling point for him? Did he want to possibly stay in New York?
You know, I think with Sandoval, he played in the Giants organization with our manager. So I think that personal relationship,
all about relationship,
you know, is what brought him here. But for a guy like Sandoval who played in San Francisco, Boston, Atlanta, like if he's going to do the indie ball in the minor league circuit, doing it in a place like New York City, especially when you have a family you're bringing with you, it's a lot different than if you're going to a rural part of
Dubuque, Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt about it. But Eric, let me ask you this, because I think, you know, how many independent league teams, and you guys kind of sit outside the normal triple and double A programs, right? So it's kind of your leagues are kind of structured a little bit differently, but how many independent league situations would be able to have that level of talent joining the team at the beginning of the season? And really, I mean, this could be like, I mean, a real huge game changer for you guys.
It's very unique. You know, we get, you know, Long Island had Daniel Murphy last year, which was really exciting. You know, but Sandoval's in his own class because he won 3 rings, because he was a World Series MVP. He is a really unique brand. So there's not many organizations that can bring a Sandoval to it. And I think what's fun for our fans, they're excited, but it's also great to see him in the locker room.
I was about to say, the leadership he's going to have for the kids is going to be off the charts, because how many of them will ever be able to say throughout their entire career that they got to play with a 3-time World Series ring holder?
And he is, you know, he is a very humble and fun-loving player. And I think the attitude, there's no, hey, I used to be a World Series champion. And now
I bet the work ethic will be strong, and I bet the payoff will be good for you guys in this whole situation. That's going to be awesome.
Right. And look, I mean, you get this opportunity to sell cute pandas plush, right? I mean, look, we've had this conversation with Eric before. I'm not so sure about
you can take the girl out of marketing, but you can't take the marketing out of the girl. She's
not cuddle.
She's all over it.
Get it? I get the whole fairy hawk thing. John and I have had this conversation, but now you finally have a cute, cuddly panda. So, and when we come back, Kevin, I'm going to ask you, how do you think he got that nickname as Panda?
Well, coming right back, it's Radio Night Live. Having a lot of fun. Stay with us. Nowadays, when a lot of food is good and expensive, Michael's of Brooklyn is something that's just plain good. And if you want the best homemade Italian food, then you must get to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R, off Nostrand Avenue. Say hello to Fred. Tell him Kevin McCullough sent you here to eat fantastic fresh pasta. And if you can't get to Michael's of Brooklyn, then how about joining the Sauce of the Month Club? You get a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce and homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Each month, receive exquisite sauces ranging from arrabbiata to puttanesca, and of course, the fresh marinara. They're family-owned and operated, and I can attest to the authenticity of every one of their recipes. That's why it's stacked in my pantry. Everything is made completely from scratch, even the sauce they sell in the grocery stores nationwide. They make it right there at Michael's of Brooklyn. So visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and join the Sauce of the Month Club. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
In Two Creations, Bara and Asa, Emmanuel J. Charles reveals that life on Earth was not evolved, but created by Almighty God. He explains that the first three verses of the Bible should be considered as three distinct events that took place in four different eras of Earth's history. This book presents undeniable claims supported by logical reasoning, scientific evidence, and biblical truth. Get your copy now.
Available on Amazon now.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or reserve online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Charlie Kirk sees another reach from the White House.
The Biden administration is proposing a sweeping initiative to slash student debt for nearly 30 million Americans. The proposal marks a major new White House effort to appeal to progressive and younger voters. What is this actually what Joe Biden is doing? This is naked bribery.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
On behalf of AM 970 The Answer, I'd like to invite you to a very special evening, maybe some good food, and definitely some great show. Kevin McCullough here, inviting you to be part of our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway as the Radio Night Live Fun Friday team gets ready to host on May 10th. Joining me will be First Lady of New York Hospitality and Chair of the Broadway Association, Christine Nicholas. It'll be a two-hour live broadcast. Times Square's very own T-Square, Tom Harris, president of the Times Square Alliance, will also join us, with special guests from the hottest shows on Broadway, producers, actors, and more, as well as interviews with Times Square's fabulous eateries and attractions. Make sure to join us on AM 970 from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, May 10th, for a show you won't want to miss. Live from Times Square, as it's our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway. From Broadway's Radio Authority, Radio Night Live on AM 970, The Answer.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. It's the Fun Friday edition. It doesn't get more fun than this. And Christine, we were talking in the break, Eric has a very interesting memory in my mind, because when the Fairy Hawks were coming up, I was in my last year of consulting John Catsimatidis' radio show. And so how many weeks was it in a row, Eric, that you came in and gave us the countdown and the names that were getting eliminated and so forth? Right. But I also remember from that season of my life that John Katz on a regular basis was talking about the pandas and trying to bring the pandas to New York and right. wanting pandas. And now he's got his own panda on his own baseball team in his favorite city. And it's all come together for the Fairy Hawks. It's amazing.
Life works in strange ways that fate brings things together. But, you know, John Catsimatidis is a huge animal lover. I've been a lot of times in his office where he's talking about the pandas, and
yes,
you know, we have our own Kung Fu Panda on Staten Island. So,
yeah. Well, has John met Pablo Sandoval yet?
He has not met yet. We've done several phone conversations with him, but we'll probably do that on opening night.
Oh my goodness,
that's gonna be fun.
And just Kevin or Eric, do you know how he got his nickname?
No, I've been waiting with, you know, biting my nails, waiting for you to tell us.
Eric, any
I'm going to let you reveal. Right.
Well, he earned his nickname from his teammate, Barry Zito, on a play in which Sandoval scored by jumping over the tag of the catcher. Okay, so like the Kung Fu Panda,
yes.
He was kind of a big guy, but he can leap and jump like Kung Fu Panda. So, you know, it just the imagery of that. And that's when he was tagged as, or he was nicknamed Kung Fu Panda.
And I'm pretty sure there's another Kung Fu movie that's either out now.
It's out now.
Yeah, Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, it just came out. Because my 8-year old knows the second that it's like being, you know, promoted. She's like, Dad, there's a new one.
You're being handed all of these amazing, amazing marketing.
All you movie theaters out there that want to promote Kung Fu Panda, we're here. Yeah,
like so, Eric, what you need to do is for opening day, you need to put me in a panda suit. You need to have John Catsimatidis and Pedro all on the mound and have Pedro throw out the first pitch to the panda sitting behind the plate. I'll catch the ball. I'll try to catch the ball if he doesn't throw it too hard. But, you know, have John there and bless the pandas. And I could just see it now. It'd be a huge night.
All right. We got to let Kevin know, though, that his name's Pablo, not
Pablo.
Pedro.
Pablo, sorry. Yes. I'm just stuck on the panda. The panda is fascinating to me.
It is. Well, Panda, Pedro, Pago. We have a dog named Paco.
Now you're really going to get me confused, Christine.
Now I'm
going to
get
Stop
you
it.
Confused. All right, Eric, let's go through the lineup. See, and also opening day, tell us what you have planned so that our listeners can buy their tickets and see this amazing team.
So, you know, I think the first row, for people who haven't come, you know, we are right next to the Staten Island Ferry. We have a parking garage right across the street from us, so it is easy access. You know, but the most amazing thing about the Ferry Hawks, beyond the fan experience, is the view. I mean, there is no other view like what we have in baseball. When you see players come here, you know, we get a lot of guys who have never been to New York City. They come off that bus, they come through the entrance, and there's nothing like walking through a baseball gate and seeing the field. We look at the lower Manhattan skyline, Statue of Liberty, nothing like it. So, you know, opening nights,
City Field and Yankee Stadium got nothing on you guys.
Nothing. Other than history and some world championships.
Right, exactly.
Watch the airplanes at City Field. Come on.
We have our first
Hopefully a door won't fall off, but no, sorry.
We do our first fireworks on that Saturday. So May 3rd is the home opener. You know, we'll be unveiling kind of what we have in mind for that night. First fireworks is May 4th. So that's, you know, that's our big thing. And then we have fireworks most Saturdays throughout the summer. You know, we have Star Wars. We have a day we honor veterans. We have a day we honor, you know, NYPD and FDNY. You know, we're very big on civil service. We're very big on honoring, you know, those who protect and serve us every day. We've got SpongeBob coming. We have a partnership with American Dream over New Jersey where they send characters here. So it's a lot of fun. You know, I think what's great about it is, it's affordable. Tickets are $15 to $16. It's a way you can bring your family. We have a 4-pack of tickets and a whole lot of food for $99. So it's a small, very local environment. You know, we have a lot of fans coming from Manhattan, taking the ferry over as part of the adventure. And of course, you know, our home base here on Staten Island. But, you know, Christine, you and I talk about this a lot. We're trying to do more than baseball. I mean, the Catsimatidis vision is, this is a year-round entertainment center. So we have a beer festival, our second one, coming up June 8th. We have a jiu-jitsu tournament coming up in July. We're doing professional micro-wrestling. There's a tour. They're coming here to the stadium. We've got some comedy shows that we're going to be announcing. You know, it's a lot of activity, and we're looking towards some concerts in September.
That sounds awesome. Look, you know, you also have on opening night, I noticed as a former Girl Scout, it is Bring Your Troop, right? So if you're a Girl Scout troop out there and you want to go to the game, I think there's some special incentives.
It's more than that. You get to sleep over.
Oh, really? At the stadium?
The Girl Scouts sleep over, and then we're doing one with the Boy Scouts at the end of the month. Yeah, they pitch their tents on the field and sleep out under the stars with the skyline in the back room.
Well, make sure you let the NYPD know, because if they see tents pitching on a field, they might do what they did at Columbia. These are Girl Scouts.
God
They're on the right side of the issue, I'm sure. So, and last, we had you on, Eric Tuffler from the Ferry Hawks. You were on last year talking about the Savannah Bananas, and I understand that was a huge hit. You know, are you going to bring back the Savannah Bananas this season?
Yeah, you know, we had them here two sold out nights, you know, 12,000 people in the park, just electric entertainment and fun. So, you know, the Bananas are so big that they're only doing major league stadiums and stadiums above 10,000. So.
Well, I was about to say, don't they have Roger Clemens on their roster right now?
Yeah. So, yeah, they bring in celebrities depending on what city they go to. So they had Clemens there. They've had Johnny Damon. So we'll hopefully get them on the back end in maybe 25.
Okay.
But that was a weekend to remember.
Well, you've got
Great
another
Staten Island.
Yeah, and look, you don't need the Savannah Bananas. You got another kid that's coming up the roster, Robert Brooks. I believe he's from Georgia. He played at Columbus State College. I'd be remiss if I didn't give him a shout out because of our good friend, Matt Klein. So there you go. Good luck to you, Robert Brooks. So we'll be going out to Staten Island to see you play.
The bottom line is, for everything that Eric was just telling us about, fairyhawks.com is the magic link. Fairyhawks.com, F-E-R-R-Y, hawks.com. Go check it out. Eric, congratulations on a great start to a brand new year. Looking forward to hearing lots of good things.
I'm going to get my panda suit sizing for you, Kevin.
There you go. All right. She's Christine. I'm Kevin. We're coming right back with some tips for your weekend. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
We are proud to serve our country, to serve our local communities, to wear the uniform, to be a soldier, to serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready. We're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
2 weeks after I had been taken, after I had started taking them, I told the wife, I said, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I'm 20 years old. Ever since, I mean, I just stayed on it. And I'm not the most educated guy, but anyhow, I'm not the dumbest guy in the area. And I do know what they got in there, just reading on it and everything. I'm pleased with it. Anybody I speak to, I convince them right away that give it a try.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, final few minutes. Give us better tips for this weekend.
I want to thank our guests tonight, Kevin. They're fantastic. Eric Schuffler from the Fairy Hawks out in Staten Island. Remember, folks, Friday, May 3rd, they're going to be probably beating the Maryland Blue Crabs. The gates open at 5:30. First pitch is at 6:30. And I think, Kevin, it's rumored that you may actually be suiting up in a panda suit to welcome Pablo Sandoval. Not Pedro.
Only if
Pablo.
John Catsimatidis stands on the mound with me. Like, I'm not gonna show up by myself. I gotta have some moral support.
Bamboo's length away from you on that. Don't get bamboozled. So And Tom Harris, love having Tom Harris on. There's always something you never expect.
He's such like a hot dog.
Hot dog. And remember, folks, May 10th, we're going to do a broadcast for Broadway. It'll be our fourth annual, and we're looking forward to hosting that live from Bond 45, one of our favorite eateries, right in the heart of Times Square.
I think you just made news, because I don't think we had announced...
All right. Well,
the location. So
we're expecting to go to Bond 45.
Bond 45, the pepperoni and hot honey pizza. Oh, step back. I will be having my share that night.
Well, and folks, next week, tune in, because our good friend Bill Rudin, who's the executive chair of Rudin Management, he will be on the show, not to talk about the marathon like we normally have him come on, but he's got a brand new office tower that they just announced. It's at 350 Park Avenue. They're going to be breaking ground. The mayor announced it this week. So we're going to hear more about that. I think it's really great news, encouraging news that there's going to be a brand new, beautiful office tower on Park Avenue that's going to be built thanks to the Rudins and also Citadel. So don't forget that it is car-free Earth Day celebrations this Saturday, April 20th from 10 to 4. You can get more information about, I believe there are over 40 places where it will be car-free. NYC.gov/DOT has the full list of car-free activations. And one of the best ones will be right in Times Square, where there's going to be an Earth Day concert. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then, Kevin, I also wanted to just fill you in. I know a couple of weeks ago we spoke about autism awareness and what Ellen Stardust Diner was doing. I had the pleasure of going to Ellen Stardust Diner when she was announcing the partnership with Love Michael. Love Michael is a New York City-based nonprofit that is based down in Soho, and they make granola. And all of their employees are adult autistic.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's giving them hope. There's giving them jobs and really. But Love Michael partnered with Ellen so that every time you order the mocha shake, which is using the Love Michael granola, there's going to be a donation given to Love Michael.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's
so
wonderful.
And they kicked it off with, I gotta love the sirens. So sorry about that. Welcome to New York.
Well, speaking of autism, Paris Patel, the actor who plays Matthew in the portrayal of The Chosen on television, is going to be my guest this Saturday night That Kevin Show. And he portrays Matthew, the biblical writer, as someone who was possibly on the autism scale. Historians think that he probably was high-functioning autistic, and that's why he was so good with numbers and other things in his writings. But he just came through town and did a bunch of stuff for the autism community here, too. So
great.
Go to Ellen's and get the shake. That's all the time we have. Christine, what a fabulous show. Thank you so much.
Fun. Yep.
Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next week.